This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back to Prime Time, careening towards In the News, where today Oregon passes a bill against naughty AI photos. You better watch yourself.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. I am equal parts terrified and fascinated to see how we just navigate that whole world moving forward the next year, 5 years, 10 years.
Because now they're popping up in ads. I saw Jamie Lee Curtis was begging, I think it was Zuckerberg. I guess now you can just go on and you can have whatever celebrity you want endorse your product. And it's just...
Because you can just have AI make them do that.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, and it's weird, and you know, it's getting harder to tell. And then for a lot of people, they don't even care if it's real or not. It's like you see it, and then you're like, in your mind, that's what it is. It's like the AI deepfake porns that are out there. It's like,
I mean, people are like going to use those things to leverage and extort and blackmail, and it's not even them, but how can you prove it? Because the video says it is.
Rough go.
Couple more baseball bonbons for you to get to. There was something I was perusing the gambling app last night, as I do.
Of course you were.
I was looking at pitching matchups in Major League Baseball today, and I was going to see what the odds on the Phillies line was. Mm-hmm. And I go to type in Phillies in the little search bar on my app.
Yeah.
And while I did see the game that I was looking for, I also saw something pop up. I'm like, wait, what the hell is this? That can't be a thing.
6-6, by the way, in the third in that game. So hopefully if you took it, you took the over.
I think it's the second game of the day. I had the Phillies in game one of the day-night doubleheader.
Ah.
But you type in Phillies, and right beneath St. Louis Cardinals at Phillies is Fight Night, Philly Fanatic versus Blooper, 3-round boxing match.
What?
Apparently... And I'm having a hard... I don't think this is like a ball sack thing, because there are actual odds on this that you can wager actual money right now. Apparently at Citizens Bank Park on Tuesday, May 27th, there is going to be a 3-round boxing match between the Philly Fanatic and Blooper, the Atlanta Braves mascot. I guess there was some internet trolling or sniping or tomfoolery going on back and forth between these two, and I expect this will be more of a fixed outcome, a la WWE. Don't tell anyone wrestling's fake. But there are odds on it. I will not be betting on it, but I could if I wanted to.
You can bet on... First off, did anyone besides me not know that the Braves have a mascot?
Yeah, he's great on Twitter, dude. Really funny. Yeah, he goes after a couple of the Barstool guys a lot.
He looks like a bastardized version of the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah, and he reminds me a little bit of that the Astros one. Orbit, I think, is his name. But yeah, he's just kind of a odd-looking, non-specific animal being that, is furry like the Fanatic.
He looks like a knockoff of the Philly Fanatic. So the Fanatic and Blooper are going to fight?
On May 27th at Citizens Bank Park in a 3-round bout.
Huh. I'm not going to... this is another one. If this was a real thing, I would 100% pay to watch this.
Yeah, well, apparently it's going to be happening at the park before the game, at least...
But it's in Philadelphia?
At Citizens Bank Park, yeah.
So the Fanatic's going to win, right?
You would think so.
Blooper has to take a dive?
He wouldn't go there and take a dive, though. Why would Atlanta send their mascot out there to take a dive?
Money.
How much money are you willing to accept for Blooper to lose? It'd have to be a pretty penny.
I don't think Blooper can win. I think this has to be rigged.
I think Philly Fanatic minus 300, although you're eating a lot of juice, probably the safe bet.
Minus 300? What minus am I 300 getting on for the Fanatic?
Plus 220.
The fix is in.
That's what I think.
I don't think...
You can't bet on fixed things.
Well, you can bet on...
It's right here on the gambling app.
That's why it's not fixed.
The weirdest thing is you can bet on the WWE.
Yeah.
Like, that is a real thing. You can bet on, like, WrestleMania. I am bewildered at the rise of, like, modern day wrestling. Like, they cover it like it's a real thing.
Sports Center.
Yeah. Like, ESPN write an article.
What do you think's going to happen if he gets him in the sharpshooter? It's
they're like,
I don't know, probably whatever they wrote down beforehand.
They're like, John Cena did the unthinkable at his age. And you're like, dude, he just, they gave him.
Yeah,
he
followed the script, right?
But if you can bet on the WWE, you can bet on this. There's just no way that this can be. That this can be real.
I'm going to have to wait to see what unfolds because it seems like what's the wouldn't you just have him like go out there and scuffle or something?
I think
like,
if you had a real fight, I think that has to be sanctioned.
I would think so.
Like the Nevada boxing, I don't think you can just have in front of like 35,000 people. I don't think you can just have two mascots go out there.
Who's making these odds for these offshore books then?
I don't know. Is it just a sucker thing where Will is considering right now betting $5
no,
on
it's
Will
not, likes I can't, blooper. I can't do it. I would bet on blooper though. That's where the money's at.
I'm watching a video here of blooper stiff arming children.
Oh yeah, he's definitely been one of those that participates and plays a little too rough in the kids versus mascot games.
That's what I'm saying, dude. The money's on blooper. He takes it serious.
He does.
The Philly Fanatic is gonna wipe the floor. I'm telling you right now, I'm calling it. Mark this down. Philly Fanatic wins by TKO.
Is this the one time where you actually do want to see who's in the mascot costume? Because then you could really know where to put your money at.
Oh wait, yeah. Then I think it's almost unfair. You have to. It has to be a blind judge based just on the costume. I think
there was one year, not too long ago. I think the Arizona and Arizona State mascot. I think they went at it for real.
For real in the rivalry game. Yeah, pretty sure it was the two of them.
That rocks.
I think it was the Territorial Cup.
Yeah, and it was the Sun Devil and the Wilbur Wildcat throwing cuts.
I think Wilbur got his head knocked off. I think that ended up. I think that was a legit.
Yeah.
Like they started swinging on each other. Which Someone is brought kinda up weird because can you? I've never been inside a giant mascot head. Can you hurt someone in a mascot head?
You could. I mean, they have a lot of padding, but you could still knock somebody back well enough. And the other thing too is it's like
sweep the leg.
Well, I think that you could you could knock your head against the sides or mm-hmm. something like that. I mean, I don't know what they're actually made of, but
I think I would bet on the one in the smaller costume.
Yeah,
because like when you look at. Like Blaze the Trail Cat.
Uh-huh.
He's got the comically large head.
But the body's a little more free.
But I think the body is basically just a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think there's any big... So I'm betting on him.
Versus the big old suit.
Yeah, if you're in a big suit, you've got the padding, but I don't think you have any sort of mobility. In a mascot battle royale, I'm taking like the Phoenix Gorilla.
Yeah.
Because it's just a dude, and then he's got like a little mask on.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Take that guy.
Yeah.
Could you lean on him, though? Could you use the weight of your costume to, like, really...
I think you can just sweep the leg in that.
Probably.
You don't think you can just lean on him and wait till the third?
I think you just move to the side and you dump him. I think if you're in a big... Now, again, never having fought in a mascot costume, or I've never fought a mascot, I don't feel that the large mascot costume is going to be conducive to mixing it up.
No, I would. It would seem to be uncomfortable. And, I mean, it's not like people who engage in actual boxing matches are conditioned to be able to do that anyways. Doing that for any lengthy amount of time in a suit, that's going to be miserable.
But Blooper and the Fanatic, here's the thing, they're in the same outfit, so
that's
I don't
right.
think there's an advantage.
No, is, not an advantage, but I just think it might be a rather lethargic fight, as I don't think they're going to have a lot of extra pep with those suits on.
Someone's saying, how would Mr. Met do? No, he's the head. It's too big.
Too big of a target.
You got a head that size. I don't... You only got one move, and that's the headbutt. I think you got to come in with, like, the full-on... Outside of that, I don't think you're doing anything if you're Mr. Met. The head's too large. You can't have anything that's over, like, if you have one aspect of your costume that's too oversized, I think you're cooked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's all about mobility and speed, I think, in the mascot fight. Like, the Oregon Duck is not doing well.
Well, so somebody points out, I was at the game where the Oregon Duck fought the Houston Cougar and kicked its ass. Yeah, I was at that one, too. That was actually pretty good. I think the duck, like, fake kicked the cougar who was trying to mock the duck's touchdowns, and the duck started, like, going after it, and the marketing person had to break him up. I was at that game. That one was legit. The other one that stands out in my mind is St. Joseph's basketball program. I think they're the Hawks, or they're the Red Hawks, and they have a mascot whose tradition is, from tip-off until the end of the game, it has to keep flapping its hawk arms the whole time. It's not allowed to stop, and it was doing it too close to the other team's mascot or in its face, and that mascot, like, started a fight with it and knocked its head off. And this sad, nerdy kid inside the hawk suit, looking like he's going to cry because he's now doesn't have his identity anymore, he just keeps flapping while he's holding back tears. It's just glorious.
That's fantastic. So, hold on.
Yeah, I'm watching this duck-cougar fight right here.
Yeah, and then he does a little duck crotch on him, too.
Yeah.
Would the best mascot then to fight with be, like, the Florida State Seminole?
Yeah.
Because they're not wearing...
No.
They're not wearing, like, the big head or anything.
Yeah.
They could go. There wouldn't be a vision issue.
Yeah. No, I think the two, if I'm going the scariest mascot that you don't want to fight, it's either the USC Trojan or Chief Osceola, because both of them are on horseback, too.
Yeah.
Do they get the horse in the boxing fight, though?
Probably not. But you're still riding out on a cool horse. But, like, the Trojan and the Seminole, I don't know who beats that. Like, that's... You're unencumbered, because I don't think the mascot, like, I don't think the mascot's really doing anything for the padding of it. I think it just gets in the way. That's what I'm saying. I'm a little surprised the duck threw that beat down, because that head, I would think that head.
The cougar has a leaner suit going on.
Yeah, dude, that's just, if you're a cougar,
disappointing.
You can't be happy about that. You took an ass kicking.
No, it's a rough performance.
Yeah, go duck.
Well, we are late. We have more baseball bonbons to get to. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe never. We will see. But we have In the News coming up next, and we will do that after Will's SportsCenter update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.